Strike each of the three vital points of the body, speech, and mind as you've done before. And from that stillness now, as you grow more and more familiar with sustaining that stillness while passively, without entanglement, without appropriation, you observe movements of the mind. Slip into that mode of shamatha, taking the mind as a path. A simple observation, a simple witnessing of the movements of the mind. Then cross the threshold into Vipassana, whereby you closely examine where each thought, each image, each movement of the mind, where it comes from, what's its origin. If your mind is wandering, you'll notice it when it's too late. It's already happened. So you must be suspended there, hovering in the immediacy of the present moment, the immediacy of the stillness of your awareness, so that in the very first moment that a thought or image or some other mental impulse arises, you're already there. You are already there where it arises, and you can observe where it arises from. Do so now. And once it has arisen and you're observing it, ask where? Where is it? And then before long, perhaps even just a second or two, it's gone. If you've been tracking it, if your awareness was spot on when it first arose, and you keep tracking it as it is present, and you're still on it when it vanishes, then you're observing its whole trajectory. And so when you come to the conclusion, when it vanishes, Where does it go? How does it cease? And now turn inwards. We have been apprehending the mind, moment by moment, thought, image, desire, one event after another. In each moment we are observing the mind, but now invert and apprehend the apprehender. Are you not already aware of being aware of the one who is aware? Don't you know that you are aware? That you are a subject? The mind is a subject? Seek it out. Trace the thoughts back to their origin. Trace awareness back to its origin, to that which is aware. And this mind is not always present when you're deep, deep asleep. There's no human mind in sight anywhere. When you die, this human mind will not continue on after death. It had a beginning, it has an interim, and it will have an end. And from day to day, it has a beginning every time you wake up and become conscious and have a human mind again. And it has an end every time you take a nap or fall asleep, go into deep dreamless sleep. And from moment to moment, the mind is arising moment by moment. Where is the beginning of this moment of mind right now? And where did it come from? And right now, in this finite present moment, look right into, with a razor-sharp spear, penetrate right into that interim of the present moment of mind and see where it's located. Does it have characteristics? And in each moment, mind moment, each pulse of mind, it has an end. Before the next moment has begun, from moment to moment, frame by frame, if this were a movie, how does it end? Where does that present moment of mind go? How does it dissolve? One thought arises after another, one image after another. Now from this stillness of your awareness, in the immediacy of the present moment, observe ever so closely. When a thought has arisen and vanishes. And in that interlude, before the next movement of the mind, before the next thought, there's a space-time interval there. There's an empty space, a time, a moment that is not filled or veiled with thoughts. Identify the interval. Rest in the interval. And there's no thought to latch onto. And apart from awareness, there is nothing else. There is no object. And therefore there is no subject, just like there is no right if there's no left, there's no up if there's no down. If there is no object, there is no subject. If there's no subject, there's no object. Rest right there in that emptiness, devoid of object and of subject, and just rest there in that emptiness that is wide awake, luminous and clear. This is how you identify Rigpa. It's right here and right now, in that emptiness. Is it possible to achieve shamatha in this way? Simultaneously shamatha, simultaneously vipassana, simultaneously cutting through. The answer is come and see for yourself.